Aloha. Aloha and blessings, Divine Ones. This is Priestess Maya Ananda coming to you from the Happy Heart Sanctuary here on the big and bold, beautiful island of Hawaii. And, well, first, excuse me, must apologize. I do not have my normal voice this morning, getting over a bit of a head cold. And so, yeah, this is the voice that I have today. Feeling a little bit screckly, if that's a word. Just made it up. But anyway, moving right along. Welcome to this space. You are listening to The Road to Happy, and there is some excitement on the island this morning. I just adore this space in the world because, well, it is like the one of the few, everyone's just a little bit off kilter here. And I say with love as I live here, and so include myself. But let me tell you, I was walking my little dog Sylvester, which if those of you who have been following my work since Triple H over in Hornsby, Australia, I always start the show with news from the world's most stubbornest dog, and he is still with us, still kicking at the golden age of 15 and loving his walk. So we went first thing this morning. The sun was shining here in the rainforest, and that's always a gift. So taking advantage of it, went for a walk, and in my area, I'm going to finish this story and then tell you what popped in my head, but was walking in this car, truck-like thing, pickup, slowed down and stopped. Now, in my hometown of Chicago, if that happened, you run. It's a rather different experience. But here, it's just friendly neighbors saying hello. And here I was on, you know, my morning path. And so this pickup truck slowed down, and this gentleman in the car just brimming, a smile ear to ear, so excited. And he goes, "Did you hear? Did you hear?" And I go, "Yeah, I heard. Everyone here's got volcano alerts and weather alerts because there's always excitement here. But it has been just, I don't want to say boringly quiet, and anyway, it's been quiet for a little bit. No lava action, but that has shifted. 444, they are saying this morning, which those of you who follow angel numbers or numbers at all, such a powerful number, angel manifestation, feeling goddess energy, Pele, the crater is erupting again, lava coming out, fissures open. I'm going to be heading there shortly and doing a live video to see what we can see. But I jump ahead and digress. But this gentleman was like, "Did you hear? She's going again." And then was just so excited about this. And, you know, that excitement when you're around someone. Well, I'm excited anyway, too, because it is exciting. We like a little action here on the island. And as I said, everyone here just slightly off kilter. Where I am from my home, I could see a big steam cloud, which has been missing from the sky, and just felt so lovely this morning to know that steam coming from the depths of the earth, Pele saying good morning, and here you go, here's some lava to start your day. Very exciting news. So this gentleman was very excited, shared that's the reason he came here, to have his lava viewing, and there's many people here. I am just really on the tame end of the scale, but people that go, you know, 2, 3, 4 in the morning, when it's most dramatic, and go off trails and find their way. Oh, good morning, Bilby, who just jumped in my lap and hopefully did not stop. Okay. Voice memo still going. There's disruption in the cat world in my garden today as a foreign cat, strange cat. Pretty like ghost-like tabby just sitting in our garden. So my cats, who are not the boldest, you do not have to worry about the bird population here. They are scared of everything, these cats, and so jump on my lap. They're all just looking freaked out. But that could be part of the lava energy too. You never know. But as I was as I was saying, this gentleman so excited and myself so excited. It's just to reside in a space where Mother Earth is so raw and the energy so real and such a high vibration. It's exciting. And you really have to be drawn to this space to live around what could be cataclysm. I mean, this island is alive. It's growing, it's moving, it's shifting and changing moment by moment. And I think it's pretty cool. If you haven't been to the island and you are drawn to just this raw energy, then there is a reason, Divine Ones, and I will be setting up once again grief work, women's circles. Oh, I am so excited to be able to say that. It's been a few years of hiatus, sitting in my own grief, sitting with my own loss over my partner's transition into light, but now feeling like it is the time. So if you're feeling up for some cathartic grief work, coming to sit in circle with goddess energy, then this is the place. And you can check it out on mayaananda.com for updates. Please join our newsletter. I'll be sending out some fun little things for those who join. Fresh, hot lava pics. And as I mentioned, heading over there shortly, as soon as I'm finished with these words this morning and seeing what there is to be seen. I know the true lava people were already out. You know, the alerts come straight to your phone and they were probably like, right, let's go. Although sun already coming up, five-ish, shortly after five. So anyway, I digress. Lava, of course, most dramatic in the dark hours, but we'll see what we can see this morning and share it with you. So, oh yeah, that's the excitement today. How are you doing in your world? What's going on with you? What's going on within you? Your own cataclysm, your own change, your own transformation. We live in exciting times, and those of you, I hope there's not many at this point, you know, at the beginning of our COVID pandemic, people thinking, oh, right, things just going to go right back to normal the way it was. And I'm sure all you energy people, you light bringers know that there was a reason and that this has been predestined. Trying to think of the right pre-word there. Foretold in times long ago of this shifting and this breaking open of the existing paradigm as it starts to sprinkle, as it does, living in the rainforest. But we'll just stay put as it will probably shift in a moment. And my little dog foraging for whatever he thinks he's going to find in the garden. But the shifting and breaking open of paradigms will continue. And I'm just wondering what's going on in your world. How are you feeling this within you? What's going on in your biosphere? What exciting things are happening? Are you feeling uneasy? You know, we're just riding past this full moon. And it was a full moon of, it was a bit disquieting. I don't know. Is that a word? love to make up words because the English language is flexible and can be done. So don't ever say, oh, that's not a word. Let's just make up new ones. That is part of this paradigm, and something I focus on is language and really evaluating words that are just tossed about and really looking into, feeling into, rather. Is that a word that needs to shift? Is it words rooted in colonialism? What is the history of that word? You know, again, English language, all languages, malleable. The ability to shift, to change, and we really need to think of the words that we are using as we boldly go into this new age. Rain is rather coming down a little bit more right now, so I'm going to give it another moment. It'll either pass and the sun will come out, or the sky will open. We shall see. Either way, I will be journeying to the crater's edge and seeing what there is to be seen. Yes, sorry. Multitude of animals distracting me this morning, but let's get back to the paradigm shifting, things shifting within you. How are you feeling? Are you feeling grounded? Are you feeling off kilter? Would love to always know how these energies affect you. We talk a lot about energy in Maya's world. We are energy, energy residing in an energy planet. Oh, the voice is going this morning. Come on, voice. You can do it. Pull back from the head cold. It's gone already. I want my voice back. So, how are you feeling? How are you feeling today? Do you have molten lava spewing behind you? Two little local cardinals. There's a different breed of cardinals here. And I call them my magical birds. They come out in the morning and they're doing their own foraging, dancing through the air, plucking little bugs and whatnot. Pretty brazen, because again, there's nine rescue cats, but they're nowhere to be seen. Again, cat and bird lovers know that I am in that camp as well, and watch over our kitties. They're mostly in the house at night. They're just really mushy cats, aren't you, Bilby? Yeah, I know. You'd rather be here getting cuddles. So, my lovelies, I'm gonna let you go. Because I'm a bit antsy and a bit itching to get over to the crater this morning. Got some other things to do today. So want to get over there early before word really gets out and island hoppers start coming back. Because it's been quiet for a while. My goodness, it's June already at the time of this recording. excuse me. Time of this recording. And I think it was around Christmas time that everything slowed down. So yeah, there we go. We got 6 months of just quiet. And we islanders, we are ready for some action. So here we go. Gonna go get set and feel into what is the message here, my dear friend Ivy, who is residing on the mainland at the moment. Ivy, if you're listening, you can grace us with your beautiful connections. My dear sweet sister is so connected to Pele energy and offers these beautiful channelings. So maybe I can persuade her to tap into the message. But us here too, with Maya Ananda, I'm going to feel into what is happening energetically, what is happening in our universe, what is happening within your universe. The rain is starting to come down more. Bilby, you got to get off of me now because we got to make a dash for the lanai. So I'm going to say goodbye to you now, everyone. Hopefully, in the next few days, my voice will return. And anyway, heading over to the crater now. So check it out on mayaananda.com, Maya Ananda Facebook page. Voice is really going. This is Priestess Maya Ananda, the Priestess of Positivity, coming to you from the Happy Heart Sanctuary here on the Big Island of Hawaii, and you have been listening to The Road to Happy. But this morning, it's The Road to Lava, so I'm gonna head over there, and you can check it out later. Love to everyone from my heart to, hey, from Pele's fiery heart to my heart to yours. We are all connected in this world. We are all one Earth community, and we are all one. Many blessings for your magical day. Bye.